Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter, at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter, Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. We've got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, this is what, Rob?
A Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's right. At the bottom of the hour, the end of the hour, I should say, in about 35 minutes, you'll be able to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, including the Odd Couple, if you feel so inclined.
Or Chris, you know, I understand if you want to go on.
Nah, you can trash me. I'm going to trash myself.
Are you?
I made a mistake today on TV.
What'd you
talk
do?
Talked about Taylor Lewan being on the Titans. I mean, I'm sorry, on the Bills instead of the Titans. Still don't know how I made that mistake. But, yeah, I made that mistake in our first segment of the show. And
so what happened?
Twitter let me know about it.
Oh, did they? just talk about of the course. NBA.
Right. Like they say, of course right? They let me know. I mean, I ain't read a ton of it, but I saw enough to know they were letting the brother know. But we apologize. We caught it right away, and, you know, we corrected it right away. But, yeah, it was a mistake. So I'm trashing myself on that, all right?
Good. I would have done that. Very good.
Yeah. I know you were going to trash me. So did you trash somebody today on
I did. I trashed the Detroit Lions. I just, you know.
You are not a Dan. See, I kind of like Dan Campbell. I don't know if he can coach, but I do think they're playing hard.
I just didn't expect them to be the only undefeated team. And I know they've had a couple of breaks. I mean, yeah, winless team in the NFL. And I'm just wondering where it's going. And he did something that I really didn't like when he got Drew Brees is a friend of his. And he kind of put out there that Drew Brees, after they lost the week before, when he was crying, when they lost? Right. To the Vikings, when the Vikings scored in the last final seconds.
Yeah, that play.
And he put out there, hey, Drew Brees was like, oh, your team's playing so hard and you should be proud. You know, like, he was, even though they hadn't won, he was trying to put out there that my guys are playing for me. And, like, he was trying not, like, it's about wins, you know, Chris, at some point.
No, bottom line, it is. No matter how much you're liked, you know.
Right, and I just didn't like that.
You got to win.
It wasn't like Drew Brees tweeted it out. You know, it was like him putting it out on
name
himself.
Dropping. And
hey, the guy on NBC who's doing the analyst work.
Don't you rip me because.
Right. Yeah. He's telling you that they're playing hard for me. It ain't that. It's just that we haven't won. That's a little patting himself on the back. Yeah, I didn't like that.
I hear you. All right, Rob. Let's go to Philadelphia. It's the story of the day. And, you know, it's been going on all offseason. In fact, right away, as soon as the Philadelphia 76ers lost in the second round to Atlanta, which, look, Atlanta, we'll see what they are this year. I mean, they, you know, nice run last year. Trae Young is special. Nate McMillan did a fantastic job coaching them. By the way, Rob, the Dodgers have taken the lead, up 6-5, as you probably know, in the eighth, bottom of the eighth. So, heck of an inning for them. Obviously, potentially series changing.
It could turn the whole series around. The difference between being up 3-0 and the Dodgers having to win every game. And then if you're Atlanta, I mean, you just hate to lose a game, Chris, that you were in control.
In the eighth inning.
With one out. And the play, the big play, was there was a ground ball to third base, a chopper, that the third baseman threw out the runner. That would have been the second out of the inning, Chris, except for it was in front of the bag and went foul, so it was ruled a foul ball, not a fair ball. So the batter got back up, and the batter hit a single up the middle that made him, you know, that gave Bellinger a chance to tie it because the time run was on. So,
wow. But back to Philadelphia, Ben Simmons, look, he refused to go into practice today. Doc Rivers told him to get out and go home, and he did. And so Ben Simmons has yet to address the media, and we were supposed to hear from him today. We thought that before practice, and then obviously with what went down, he didn't talk to the media. But here, Joel Embiid spoke about it, Rob, and here he is.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. You know, that's not my job. You know, that's those guys' jobs. You know, I'm only focused on trying to make the team better. Our job is not to babysit somebody. You know, we here, we get paid to put just on the court, go on, play hard, win some games. That's all we get paid for.
Yeah, I ain't mad at Joel.
Neither am I.
I'm not saying he's perfect, but come on. I mean, let's put it this way, Rob. Let's say that you and I are doing the show and I just stop really conversating. My attitude, my tone is bad. I'm not really, you know, I'm not engaged with you. And that goes on for, you know, a few weeks. And then I want to, you know, move on from the show. At a certain point, you may just be like, you know what? I'm done with Chris. I mean, I don't know what happened. He just all of a sudden, you know, didn't want to be involved in the show. And, you know, he don't want to do it anymore. I'm not mad at you if at that point you're like, you know what? I got to move on.
But right.
I'm not thinking about him. I mean,
better if you just came on and said, hey, I'm not trying to ruin the show. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Right.
So, Rob, why don't you get another partner? I want to bow out. I don't want to do it. And we can go from there. And that's where Ben Simmons is in, Chris, has made a mistake or is making a mistake, is just be upfront. Hey, be the good soldier, play, let them know behind the scenes, don't want to be here. I'll do everything I can. 15, 20 games in. Can you get me somewhere else? I'm going to play my butt off. Let me see if I can get my stock back up and let everybody know I'm a good soldier, whatever. And then I just want to part ways. They know what's going on. The other people out, you know, the other teams don't really know the behind the scenes. He plays well, Chris, the first 20 games. And then you go, okay, boom, I got my deal. Somebody's ready to take a chance. He's turned it around, whatever, whatever. And everybody's happy. So simple.
There's a lot of teams. If he goes out there and plays ball and does his thing, plays well, there are a lot of teams that he would be the best player on those teams. And they could build around him. I don't think he can be the centerpiece of a championship team. I think he can be the centerpiece of a good team. You know, where you make the playoffs, you got some shooters around him, and all of that, but he is not helping his trade value at all right now, Rob, because if I'm a fellow GM, I'm concerned about his mentality. First of all, I already was concerned because last year what I saw in the playoffs was obviously bad. And I haven't seen him play since then to know that he's actually gotten away from that mental block. I already think there was a mental block there when you just weren't shooting jump shots.
Right.
But then we see you missing the free throws and we see you passing up layups and refusing to shoot in the fourth quarters. And now it's grown. So how do I know it's still not there or even worse? Only
you
way I'm going to know is when you do it on the court. Right.
Right.
It's not James Harden in Houston, Rob, where Harden played five mediocre games. I do say mediocre because I think he averaged 17 and 11, I think. During those games.
Right. It wasn't like he had 4 points and no rebound or no assists.
Exactly.
4 points and no assists, right.
But you knew soon from day one, once you got him, he was going to be James Harden and ball. We don't know that with Ben. He doesn't have Harden's resume, not even half of Harden's resume. And so he's got to go out there, Rob, and ball. And here's the other thing, Rob. I get it. He wants the out, and that's his right. But if you go out there and ball and you're playing well and the team is winning, you know, there's also a chance you say, you know what, we actually do have something special. Maybe I want to stay. Either way, you can't lose. Because here's the thing, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Rob. Ben Simmons got to be careful. We know he's willing to go anywhere. Sacramento, Minnesota, San Antonio, Orlando, wherever it may be. Be careful what you wish for, Ben. Because if you go to a bad team in the West, or the East, but let's say it's the West, and you don't make the playoffs for the next 3 or 4 years, and you're playing well, but, you know, your record's not good, so you're not making the all-star teams, you could vanish. You could really become relatively anonymous in the NBA. Is that what you want? You're a star now. You're a household name now. And not just because of the failures recently, but because of what you did, you know, your first few years in the league. You're giving that up, man. And be careful what you wish for, Rob.
Absolutely, because you can go to NBA Siberia, Chris, yep. And people not talk about you or you not be relevant. So you have to be careful. And also you tarnish your image and just how people look at you because he's handling himself unprofessional. There's a way of being disgruntled behind the scenes, letting people know you're not happy, trying to work it out. But be careful about showing people like, okay, all right, if you're the GM and I'm Team X, Chris, and I'm thinking about getting them, and I talk my owner into making this deal, and this guy comes and pulls this on me, that's my job, right?
Yep.
I'm going to lose my job.
We give up all this stuff to get him.
Yep, right. And now he's acting out like he did in Philadelphia. What would you say? You couldn't say, we didn't know where this came from. No, he showed you. Right. If he's not happy, what he's going to do. He just showed you. So you better make sure that when you do that and make a commitment and give up your draft picks and do all that, that you're not going to get burnt on the reverse side. That's where, and you know, an owner will listen to a GM, Chris, but if he gets burnt, there's only one person who's taking the brunt of that, even if the owner signs off on it.
Right. It ain't going to be the owner. That's for darn sure.
It ain't going to be the owner.
All right, Rob, let's get to our NBA picks. Obviously, tonight's the first night of the season.
Love it. That's the old CBS music, ain't it?
Yeah, baby.
Crank it.
Yes, sir.
I love it. All right, we're going to give
NBA
you our picks.
NBA on CBS.
Yeah, we're going to give you our picks for the NBA Finals and our MVP, Rob. You want to go first?
Nah, you could go first.
All right, I'm picking.
Just don't get
Brooklyn.
The players and teams mixed up, okay?
I'm picking Brooklyn over the Lakers in the Finals. Now, I'm going to say this. You might be surprised I'm picking the Lakers to win the West. If you gave me the Lakers or the field in the West, I would take the field because there's a lot that has to go right for the Lakers to get to the Finals. But if you narrow me down, I you know, Phoenix, Clippers, they're banged up, Utah, Denver, Portland, Golden State, Dallas, I don't know of those teams. So if you narrow me down, I got to pick one team. I'm going to go with the Lakers based on the talent. So I've got the Lakers and the Nets in the Finals. I got the Nets winning it all, despite what you're seeing tonight in Milwaukee. And my MVP, Rob, Luka Doncic. He's got a built-in advantage because, I mean, he's a great individual player, no doubt. But he doesn't have another star on his team. And so I do think Durant has a better chance now, and Harden for that matter, with being that Kyrie is not, you know, playing this year. At least that's what it looks like right now. So now instead of having three superstars, you got two. So that could help them. But I think Giannis is a legitimate candidate. Steph. And Embiid, but I'm going to go with Luka as MVP.
I have the Brooklyn Nets, too. I'm not a prisoner of the moment because they lose game one in Milwaukee. You're like, oh, right. My God. Then they're going to lose games. As good as they are, they will lose games. So I like the Nets a lot. I'm off the board for the Western Conference. I'm going back with the Clippers from this standpoint. I love what they were able to do without Kawhi last year to advance to the Western Conference Finals. I was impressed by how they were able to maneuver and still make it. I question the Lakers being healthy. That's the only reason I'm counting them out. I think they're old. I think too many things have to be right. Too many different – got 10 different pieces, parts trying to come together. I'm not so sure that Westbrook is a real fit. I just have to see it all come together, and there's too many things you have to count on. I don't know if Kawhi's playing or not, Chris, but it was unbelievable what the Clippers were able to do a year ago. That would be something. I'm just going to go on a limb because I don't – there's so many teams out west. It's hard to even really pick one. I think you're right. Everybody has something.
They're
everybody
all about
has
the same.
Something.
Yeah.
Yes, they really are. So I'm just going to say that they outlast everybody, and they make it. And my MVP is going to be Durant, and this is why.
Mm.
He's going to be the MVP because the Nets are going to be that good, and it'll come without Kyrie, and people will say, look, like he lost a star player. And I know he still has
Harden,
but it will tell you how good he is and what's happened that he was still able to lead this team. And remember last year, if his foot wasn't on the line, look at what he was able to do, and Harden and Kyrie were hurt, not themselves.
Right.
So it says a lot about Durant. I think this year he'll be able just to go out and play. And he's been playing at a high level. We saw him in the Olympics. So there you go. Durant, Nets over the Clippers.
All right, there it is. Those are our NBA picks. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And the Dodgers are not dead yet. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And don't let age beat you, fellas. Go get M-Drive. It's a supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with this promo code, Odd Couple. Don't let age beat you. Go get M-Drive. All right, we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up in a few minutes. But first, Rob, I know you want to address this thriller that just took place in L.A. The Dodgers come back from a 5-2 deficit in the eighth inning to win 6-5 and move within 2 games to 1 in the National League Championship Series.
Well, the National League Championship Series has been scripts written by Hollywood, Chris. All three wins have come in the last at-bat of the three teams, of the two teams. The Braves won in their last at-bat, right? And now the Dodgers did it tonight with a four-piece in the bottom of the eighth, and they secure it in the top of the ninth. And win 6-5, huge comeback. I mean, this is why I called. I wrote a column today in Deadspin, and it said, don't celebrate too quickly at Atlanta or whatever. Don't celebrate too prematurely, because they have a history, Chris. Atlanta being called Chokelanta, because they have had leads in Super Bowls, national championship game for Georgia when they played in Atlanta, right? The Braves were up 2-0. They demolished the Yankees in 96 in the first two games of that World Series, Chris. Came home, lost three straight games in Atlanta, and then got knocked out in four straight. Yet they never won another game.
Right.
Last year, they were up 3-1 against the Dodgers and choked that down. The Dodgers won three straight. And now tonight, it's not the end of the world. The Dodgers are, if the Braves were to sweep the Dodgers, that would have been a story, a huge story. It's just the way, not that the Dodgers won a game, Chris, but how? You're right. In total control and you cough it up that late. That's the first game in Los Angeles Dodger history where they were down by more than three runs or more, that late in the eighth inning. and came back to win a playoff game. It's never happened to the Dodgers organization. They've been around since Moby Dick was a guppy. I had to throw that in.
That's a new one. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's all only right, but you the 124th time I've heard that on the show.
I hadn't said it in about 8 months, so I just figured I'd drop it. But anyway.
Maybe 8 weeks, but
I haven't said that in a while. Tremendous game, Chris, and a big win for the Dodgers. They're back in the series.
Yeah, big win, man, and this is getting exciting. I think the other series in the AL is good, too.
Yeah, and if Houston wins tonight it's 2-1 Red Sox right now, Chris, then you got a 2-2 series. Best of three, Dodgers play tomorrow. They try to even up the series, and you got to see how this affects Atlanta. Do they come out tomorrow like they let it get away, you know, and heads held low, and they this could turn the series that quickly.
What do you think about the watch, you know, or I should say Dame Time stuff going on with Boston? Did you see that where they were kind of mocking because Houston Correa had pointed to his watch after hitting a home run, like Dame Time, and then Boston started doing it, and Alex Cora, the manager, told him not to, and so they apologized. But Correa was like, yo, I like it. I think that's where the game should be going. I agree. Like, I don't like Cora telling them. It's his team, but you know what I mean? Like, I think that's fine for them to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have, like you can, as players, you can dictate that stuff by stopping people from, hitting home runs or beating you or whatever it is. So as long as, you know, people aren't throwing at people's heads, Chris, headhunting.
Right. No, this is just like doing a dance in the end zone or something.
Right. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
If you want to flip your bat, and after a big home run, you know, I'm not mad at those guys. It's a game. Have some fun. I don't want it to be so stuffed shirt that you can't have any fun with it. So I agree.
All right, we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding dirty.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and I'll break it down real quick. Just in case Rob and Chris don't like the story that I read, you'll hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
You hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
So, the Jaguars finally made a field goal and won a game last weekend. So, Urban Meyer got a glimpse of what winning in the NFL is about. The former Ohio State coach said moments right after the win were, quote, very intense as some of the big ones, meaning his national championships. Chris. Trolling or rolling, Urban Meyer saying this win was comparable to a national title.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
And here's why. I know that sounds crazy, but when you look at it, what he was comparing was the emotion in the locker room after the game. That's what he was asked about. I obviously wasn't in the locker room, but these guys had lost 20 straight games. I think only the second team in NFL history to do that. And so I wouldn't be surprised if inside that locker room, those guys were just overjoyed, relieved, and it was probably a great atmosphere. So in that regard, obviously it's not as big of a win as a national championship, but that locker room may very well have been just as emotional as something like that. So that's why I'm rolling with it.
I'm trolling that.
Hey.
To equate winning a national championship to winning some game against the hapless Miami Dolphins on the road in England where people don't even know what's taking place on the field and to make it, I get it's your first NFL win, but dude, stop it. You were winning at that sports bar that night, but I don't know about winning a national championship for a regular season NFL game.
Yeah, I don't think he was comparing the game, though. But it's I get it.
Trolling around, I couple Fox Sports Radio. By now, we know the story. Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford saw each other on a beach in Cabo from afar, locked eyes, and fell in love. But McVay never officially broke up with his former quarterback, Jared Goff. Goff says the Rams never contacted him after the end of the season until they called him to tell him that he was traded. Chris, trolling or rolling, McVay should have given Goff a heads up before making the move.
I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
I mean, are you legally obligated to do it? No, but this is a guy you went to war with for several years. He's a guy that helped get you to the Super Bowl and help put you on the map as a coach. And I also just think it's professional to give a guy a heads up. There's a lot that goes into it. You might have a family. You got to move, you know. And getting a heads up, I just think it's the right thing to do. It's professional. And let a guy know beforehand what's coming rather than him being totally shocked. He might have – well, you said he learned – they did call him and he heard it from them before he saw it on Twitter. That's good. But still, I think they should have gave him a heads up. They, at least we might be looking at something, and we just want to let you know.
I'm with Chris. I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
It's just common courtesy. It ain't the end of the world. Be a big boy about it. Dude, we're making a trade. Babe Ruth was traded. Wayne Gretzky was traded. Can I stop? Chris, who hasn't been
Kareem
traded?
Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem. Yep. We could go on and on and on about all the great players who were traded. It ain't the end of the world. So let the guy know what your intentions are, and then you go from that. What, you can't face him again? It's the end of the world. Coaches get fired every day. You just call the guy in. Dude, it's not working out. We got to let you go. All right? We're going to go in a different direction. End the story.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Behind Kyrie and Ben Simmons, the most popular topic to talk about is where is Dame Lillard going? Well, everybody asked again, before the Blazers have even played one game, Lillard before the Blazers even played one game, what Lillard would do if Portland gets off to a slow start. Dame said, quote, "If it starts off rocky or a struggle, I won't be happy about it. Nobody would, but I'm not going to jump ship and bail out when that happens." Chris, trolling or rolling, Damian Lillard finishes this season of Portland Trail Blazers.
Oh, I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
Look, he's the face of their franchise. You know, Clyde Drexler, who had been, you know, the greatest Blazer up to Dame, didn't end his career there. LaMarcus Aldridge, who was a great player for them, didn't end his career there, obviously. Rasheed Wallace. A lot of guys, you know, have been through that place and left. And Dame said today, Martin, that he's not leaving Portland. And I think he means it. I think it's important to him to have his own team. He's obviously made that his team, his franchise, his city. And if he doesn't want to be traded, I don't think they're going to trade him. It's certainly not anytime soon. So I do think he finishes the season there.
Chris, what was that? Trolling? You just rolled with it, right?
I roll with it. I'm rolling with him being there the whole year.
Me too. Yeah. I am. I agree with Chris. I think that he's a different cat. I think Giannis winning also changed a little something that he saw. Like, it ain't impossible. Everybody berated Giannis. You'll never win. What a dumb move. How could you sign in Milwaukee? Blah, 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 blah. And they won. So I think that he wants to do his own thing. And if he can just get one championship, you know, or something, he would be golden. You know, like, you don't need all of them. You just need to get there, Chris, give yourself an opportunity, and I think you would feel good about your career.
Right. I don't think he gets one there, but
I don't know.
I think he's like Iverson or Westbrook, where, look, I'm going to give it my all every night I'm out there. This is my team, and I'm going to try to get us one. And if I don't, I can live with it, you know?
Well, Russell Westbrook got traded.
Yeah, but I'm just saying when he stayed in Oklahoma, like that was his mentality. They traded him, you know, so that wasn't, it wasn't like he was like, yo, I got to go somewhere and get a ring. So, well, Iverson got traded too, twice.
Russell's been traded a few times.
Yeah, the team will trade you, but these guys were like, look, I want to be loyal and I want to win it here. But, all right, Martin, great stuff.
Hey, let me say
always,
this to
bro.
You guys real quick. So I just tweeted, you know, my mouse thing because the Braves just choked it down. So here's my tweet for people not on Twitter. It's so quiet in Atlanta right now that you can hear a mouse urinate on the spot. The Atlanta Falcons were going to put their Super Bowl trophy. They choked down to the Patriots.
Well, I'm trolling that tweet, so.
Oh, man. Hey.
Rob Parker. Right, Martin, all right, we gave our predictions
Why are you trolling
for the NBA.
It?
We gave our predictions for the NBA.
Yeah, go ahead.
We both got Brooklyn.
We just need the finals.
I got Luka as MVP. Rob's got Durant as MVP.
I've got Brooklyn in the finals, and then I also like Durant as MVP.
Who you got Brooklyn beating?
We got playing them. Yeah.
You got them beating, winning?
Brooklyn in six.
Over who?
Over the Nuggets.
Nuggets?
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Gutsy call.
Over the Nuggets.
You're expecting a big season from Michael Porter Jr.
I am. And then Jamal Murray should, you know, be back and impacting the game. Like, I think they got a lot of offense. It's going to be real hard to keep up with them.
All right. That's our man Martin Weiss trolling and rolling. Great stuff, brother.
All right.
All right, disgruntled sports fans, this next segment is for you. Trash Talking Tuesday. You can call up Trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do so. Hit us up and start the trash talk.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right.
Let's kick it off with Fernando in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing the Choclana Braves. You got bases loaded, two outs. Freddie Freeman swings at the first pitch off the Dodgers reliever. You don't do that. They have first and third, one out. Instead of doing a safety squeeze, the guy grounds out into a double play. Come on. Put the Dodgers in a bigger hole so they can't come back like they did today. So, thanks, guys.
No, I hear
That's
you, Fernando. There were a couple of they left a couple guys on base that they could have scored, Chris, and you know it comes back to bite you when you don't do it. A man on third and less than two outs, you don't get him in. Guess what? It kills you.
That's right.
Sergio in El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
What's up, Chris? Rob, Alex, Rob. Hope you guys are doing well, man.
My guy.
But, you know, usually I have something prepared with a lot of Chris and Rob quotes, but I'm coming straight from the heart on this one. You know, I usually come with facts, not feelings, but tonight I'm coming with both, okay? Kyle, what are you doing, man? Kyle Shanahan, look, man, from not going for it on 4th-and-1 in the Packers game to stopping Russell Wilson and the Seahawks 4 times on defense and coming away with 0 points, this is getting ridiculous, Kyle, okay? I've defended you for years on this very show to every other naysayer out there that, oh, Kyle, this and that, and only one good year. And you know, most of the time, I got to defend you with my grits, but I can't defend you anymore. You have to win this game against the Colts in the big nights, okay? I don't care who's starting at quarterback. You go out there and you do your job as the offensive guru because our defense has been doing theirs. All right, Kyle? And that's all I got to say, man.
That's a good call. All right, good job, Sergio. I hear you. Yeah, Sergio, good job.
You know we have a problem with Kyle Shanahan on this show. We do. He has choked down a couple
of big
games.
We just keep it real,
You know, right.
We're not
Jay,
on the cheerleading,
in Georgia,
the pom-pom squad.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
I don't get a chance to call in much, but I had to call in tonight. Rob Parker, Chris Bussard, we go again with the Chokelana Braves. What are you doing? Hold down a 3-1 lead to the Dodgers last year. It's a slow, cruel death. Everybody from Georgia knows it's coming. Up 5-2, cruising through the game.
Yes.
Brian Snicker, I don't know. This guy have a love affair with his pitchers. I don't know what he's doing. He always leaves his relievers in too long. Before it's too late, the Dodgers go on a run. Here we go. We all know they probably won't win another game in L.A. Dodgers close us out in six. Why? I don't know what the I don't know what the sports gods have against Georgia. I really don't.
Why you gotta blame God, Chris? Right? Right? What did God gotta do with this?
Guys, it's just pathetic at this point. The ref stepped on Trae Young's sneaker last year. I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm sick of it. Thank
no
God.
Faith whatsoever. No. My goodness. I mean, if they win, don't be jumping back on the bandwagon if they win,
Chris,
this series.
We know this. Ain't no way no Braves fan thought they were going to sweep the Dodgers. So let's be a little realistic, right?
Right. You're still up 2-1. Right. I mean, my goodness.
All you got to do is win one in L.A. That's it. And give yourself a shot. Seth. In L.A., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Seth?
Yo, I'm trashing my boys, the Odd Couple.
Wow.
First of all, Chris, Taylor, Luan, you know what team he's on now, right, bro?
Uh-oh.
Okay, wow. Go ahead. That's fair.
And Robert, you always talk mess about the Dodgers. And I remember this quote you had earlier last year. Man, Kyrie Irving, he's a deep brother. I thought you needed baby oil and a cigarette. What you saying now, bruh?
That was good. That was a good call. That was
pretty
call.
Funny. You got time for
woman.
Mace?
Oh, yeah, Mace. Man, all hold right, on, let Mace? Me guess. Mace is trash in Jim Thorpe.
Paul Kariya.
I was going to say one of the
Mantle?
Players on the Washington Generals. All right. Mace in San Diego, you're the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
D. Ford. You are on my doo-doo list because you cost the Kansas City Chiefs a Super Bowl appearance by dropping off sides, which negated an interception against the cheating Patriots. Congratulations. You contributed to that cheater, Tom Brady, and the Patriots winning another Super Bowl. That interception would have sealed the deal. Congratulations. Because of your boneheaded brain lapse, you're officially the modern-day Leon West. Fortunately, the Chiefs traded you to the 49ers in the offseason, and ironically, you made the Super Bowl the next season with the 49ers, only to lose to the Chiefs. Now that's karma. You'll never win a Super Bowl. With that being said, do Rob and me a favor and spend the rest of your career with the Patriots so they'll never win another Super Bowl. They say Ford, as in Ford Motors, stands for Fix or Repair Daily. But in your case, Ford stands for Full-On Ridiculous Doofus.
Wow. D4, that would have been great after that game 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, well, right. That's probably when he wrote it and has done it elsewhere. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Who, Rob Guerra, who you trashing?
I'm trashing myself for putting out a really fire tweet about the Dodgers when they were down 5-2.
What'd you do? See, you were mad. What'd you do?
Saying how tough it must be to be a Dodger fan because, you know, they're a really good team who always lets you down, so it's got to be worse than rooting for a bad team. And then they go ahead and come back and win, you know, game three. So
wow. A big game. That
now,
was unbelievable.
Who's your team? You're not a Dodgers
fan? I'm not a baseball fan, so.
Not right.
Okay.
But he knows.
Alex, you trashing anybody?
Who are you trashing?
You know, I've thought about it, Chris. I've thought about it, Rob. I think the only person I'm going to trash is myself for not thinking of this rock idea sooner for the fans because we both know, CB, we all closet rock fans inside.
Are you getting love for it on social media?
I mean, maybe. I'm like CB. I don't really check social.
I'm waiting to see which of these rock songs make it to Magic City Monday. Because you know Rob can get a lap dance to any genre.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. Any kind of music.
We could use
matter.
A few new Magic City Monday songs.
Yeah, we could do it.
I'm going to throw that out there. I'm going to throw that out there.
Pour All some right. sugar on me. Is that rock? No, no. Pop.
It is the Odd Couple. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, download 5 stars, a comment, subscribe. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. Peace!